Right now, though, Corby George has taken the wireless microphone. He's going traipsing in the wild.
Now, they say wild in here today.
They say that's where we're at our best. But
what are you pointing at, Killer?
See.
Oh, peace. George, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm outraged, but I'm doing okay.
Yeah, we got to get to George here in just a second and what he's freaking out about.
We can give him a whole segment here later on.
All right, let's see. Madam, ma'am, sweetie.
Madam,
sugar,
sweetie.
Sweetheart. Excuse me, madam.
Bitch.
Madam, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We're from Dallas, Texas. Are you familiar?
With Dallas, Texas?
Yes.
Yes, I'm a little familiar with Dallas, Texas.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Where are you from?
Pasadena originally, but Scottsdale the last 20 years.
Oh, good for you. You enjoy Scottsdale?
Four.
What's that?
What are we being interviewed for?
I'm part of a radio conglomerate that is walking around with a wireless microphone asking questions.
And why me?
Why not?
I just picked you out of a crowd.
Not random.
You seem like a fun person.
You were profiling me?
No, I was walking over there and I saw you walk over here. So
don't make this complicated.
Toby. I'm Corby. Toby. It's a little bit similar.
It is.
Where are you?
How old are you?
I don't know. A lady never tells and a gentleman should never ask.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's not a gentleman.
I'm no gentleman.
You're barely a lady.
Really not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a commander.
Kid? I don't. But I want to conclude the interview here. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, get away from her.
Okay, that was sweet.
Sour puss.
Okay, go on. Move on.
Hey.
God. What's the matter with that old hag?
I don't know.
Mike, you would have
been interviewed.
Died if you would have seen the optometrist on that.
You profiling
me. Get her back on.
Interview not over yet.
Send her over here.
Hey, there's a guy that looks like Emmett Smith.
That's exactly like it.
Yes, it does.
Did I have tequila I asked for?
Just wait until you taste it.
All right, wow. It's tough maneuvering through this crowd. It's a really hectic.
Has it been packed like this every day?
No, dude.
Yesterday and today have been like this.
Way over the top.
Yeah, you think anyone in here is talking football, Mike?
No, nobody's talking football. And you know why?
Why?
Because this is not about football.
No. Pardon me, radio star. Excuse me.
Used to be.
Excuse me, superstar in radio.
I used to play Super Bowl trivia.
Stupid trivia.
All right. You know, the one thing that has really ruined this is the fact that they allow people in here. Normal,
who are these spares?
Everyday people that you can't even, there's so many of them.
How do they get in here?
Because the NFL experience is right next door, and I think they're letting them through there.
Well, that's not right.
No, and they don't let us into the NFL experience. I wanted to go in there and kick a few field goals, and I don't think they let us in there.
Did you see how good your leg is? All right, I'm coming back in here. This is stupid out here. A bunch of kids. I don't want kids out here. Kids.
Like little
kids?
At the
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Little kids. Just,
from the NFL experience.
Hey, kids, play 60.
All right, let's talk to this lady in blue.
I feel like that's working.
Heads up, kids.
Yeah.
Madam.
You're going to get trucked when you try to tackle someone, but heads up.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's your name?
My name is Maggie Gray.
Maggie, where are you from?
I'm from New York, but I work for Sports Illustrated.
Oh, you do? What do you do?
I host their daily live show called SI Now.
That's right. I've seen you on their website. I'm very familiar with her. My name's Corby, by the way.
Hey, Corby. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. You know John Wertheim?
Of course. He's one of the great reasons why Sports Illustrated is still putting out the best journalism in the sports industry.
That's what she's putting out.
Very, very dear friend of mine.
You
like afternoon drive, George.
We are we're tennis brothers. We're brothers in tennis.
Of course. Well, he's at the Australian Open right now.
I know that. Of course I know that. So how'd you get your start?
Jeez, how did I get my start? I was
born.
Grew up in a really small town, and they had a minor league hockey team, and I volunteered to keep the stats for the minor league hockey team.
God, is there an end to this story?
Doing that job,
it just
I got
started.
To sit next to the radio broadcaster all season long, and he let me go on the air in the last game, and he let me do the out-of-town scoreboard, and I got bit by the bug.
I used to do a scoreboard show, too. We used to go down the classification ladder.
Are you married?
I am married. I just got married this summer.
Oh, congratulations. Lovely. Brand new. New love. Who'd you marry?
I married a wonderful man.
Harry Callis?
No. He's not an athlete, not in the industry. He's a mechanical engineer, so he's got the brains of the family.
Okay. That's good. So you have any kids?
Not yet, but hopefully soon.
Oh, really?
Oh, how sweet.
That is. That's wonderful. Yeah. That'll wreck your career. You know that.
Can your husband make a four-pointer?
Everyone else gets to do it. Why can't I?
Well, that's true. How old are you?
I'm not going to tell you.
Dude, why? 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 Why do we have this problem with women? I'll tell you how old I am.
It's privileged information.
Okay. I'm 45.
You look great.
Guess an offensive age.
Yeah. I really try. Yes. I think that you're 52. 31.
You are awesome.
I know. I know I am. So where do you live
at?
You live?
Age.
I live in Brooklyn.
Oh, that's very
hip.
That's
trendy.
Our studio is in Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah, that's incredibly trendy. How's the weather there right now?
I've heard from my husband that the snowstorm was not as bad as people thought.
Has a husband ever scored a four-pointer?
Listen how loose she is about the term husband now.
You don't think her husband's not having a peaceful time right now with her out of the house yakking at her? You're nuts.
Our station's right over there, so I'm listening to these guys talk. So, well, hey.
Has the husband ever had a four-pointer?
Yes, ask her.
Yeah, I don't know. Has your husband ever hit a four-pointer?
I don't know what that is.
That's when you miss a three-pointer and you get fouled and you make a four-pointer.
Oh, like the old-fashioned way, like a Larry Johnson LJ four-point play.
Yeah. I'm sure LJ's had many of them.
He may have. Sports. He plays some pickup basketball.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. All right, sweetie. Be good. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, we'll see you. Good? God.
What's the matter? Flat. Do you like when we talk, when you're trying to interview a chick? Is it hard to fight through?
Lynch. There's who?
John Lynch.
Oh, from
He's
Dockin.
Good. Lynch is really... No.
No.
Not that George Lynch. Hey, John, you ever get confused for George Lynch from Dockin?
No.
First time?
First time.
Okay. There was our exclusive with John Lynch.
That made him laugh.
That'll make a promo.
No.
Oh, man.
It's the best.
K. No. Fat.
Hey.
Old.
Fat.
Go talk to Marty.
Oh, Marty. Around. Yeah. Yeah.
Marty.
Yeah, Marty.
Sorry. Get sportsy on you.
Okay. The bet is how long before she redirects the topic to sports?
I think
Marty
will,
from San Francisco?
From San Diego.
From San Diego.
I think it will take her 30 seconds.
Okay, the problem is Marty is, they have a guest on right now, and she's like...
Is she involved in the on-air production?
Yeah. You know Marty. She's acting like that she's very interested. I don't know. Does she talk on the air, Mike?
I don't know.
She doesn't care.
It's your girl. Okay, for those who don't know, Marty is the... What's the station, Mike?
The Mighty 1090 in San Diego.
Yeah, the Mighty 1090. She's been working there as a producer for a long time. She,
you see her every year at the Super Bowl.
She is about 5'3", 5'4", dark hair, with a little girl with 36 double Ds.
Butterface.
I'm sorry, what,
okay.
Mike?
She's off the air.
Milk.
Milk.
Ooh, look at that in the orange, too.
Well, that's the woman that they were talking to.
Who's she?
I don't know.
Yeah, talk to her.
I don't know, man.
Talk to that old gal.
Just quit calling people that.
Got him just hovering around.
All right, let's see. Hey, who's this in the orange? Are you promoting her?
Doing what?
Are you with her?
Yeah.
Okay, what? Who is she?
Molly Karam.
Who's that?
The NFL Network. She hosts NFL.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
The NFL Network. That's right. Okay, how are you doing?
Good. We're big fans.
We're huge fans of you. I don't know who
four
you
pointer.
Are.
Four-pointer.
Ooh, walked off.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Marty.
All right, let's do.
God, that guy looked at me like it's like it was Jesus. Like I didn't know who Jesus was. Marty, don't leave. Where are you going?
I got to go find Dick Vermeil.
What?
I have to go find Dick Vermeil.
He works so hard. What is going on? What? Chill out.
Well, but you know how it is.
No, I don't. Relax.
You have to be on time. You have to be in time. You have to get the guests on time. You have to keep the host happy. I need to find Dick Vermeil because he has...
Listen to this panic.
That's a producer right there.
You know what? You know what happened? I was at the Katy Perry press conference. I lost my BlackBerry for 5 minutes.
And you lost your S, didn't you?
I lost my BlackBerry for 5 minutes. It was the worst 5 minutes of my life. And right now, I'm just frazzled, and I'm disorganized, and I'm behind.
Well, you know what? For someone who's frazzled and disorganized and behind, you look wonderful.
Well, thank you. So do you.
Carrying yourself so well.
Ask you wore your best outfits for Radio Row, didn't you?
Ask her if you
okay, see,
shoulders.
That's a shot at me. I'm wearing damn T-shirt and jeans, and you're making fun of me.
Tell your
nice
pants aren't
t-shirt.
Right.
And those are nice jeans. You can go straight here to any dive bar you want.
You're exactly right. You look wonderful.
Well, thank you very much.
Are you no shoulders. Kids in the last year?
No, it's this, when you live in San Diego. Diego, you have the stress of your team's never been
Tell
in the
her
playoffs.
Your pants are questionable
no,
at best.
Just,
sports. She's talking sports.
Oh, well, yeah, that's why we're here.
That's why you tell her about your pants.
How big are your boobs?
My pants hurt.
You're a belt? Do you wear a belt?
I do wear a belt, yeah.
That's good. Yeah,
but your pants still aren't
go,
right.
Go find Dick.
I love me. What?
Whoa.
I'm Dick Ramil. Yes, that's why I'm here.
You're the worst-minded human being ever.
Look at Mike. Look at the look on Mike Reiner's face. Just
The look on Mike Reiner's face is straight down below your chin.
Ask her if she still calls
the hat. That is the greatest T-shirt in the world. That is the Montreal Expos, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. God, I love that shirt.
Yeah.
Nice, thin material. I have to come give Mike a hug later.
Oh, right. He would like that.
Yeah, hey, he'll love that.
Matter of fact, can you chest right. bump him?
No, not right now. I've got to go find Dick for a minute.
She's busy.
Okay, go get Dick.
Go find Dick.
Hey,
Dick.
Do me a favor, Marty. Give hug Dick for me, okay?
Okay.
You can kiss Dick, too.
Was that Hacksaw's old station?
Yeah.
Did she produce Hacksaw?
Bobby Davidson, the ticket.
No, talk about.
She's always been with that guy, Darren Smith.
I would love to hang out with her for like 30 seconds having a beer, but then it would be redirected to sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you'd go home at night, sports. And you'd be like, you just want to chill out, and it'd be like, hey, Mike, so the Expos, let's talk about the 76 season they had with the Hawk and everybody. You into that? Hey, bro, you
yes,
want some
I
wings?
Am, as a matter of fact.
I would love to talk to you about the Expos.
She's eating wings in bed.
All right, we got to go. We're late.
I know. That was an exhausting segment.
People love Afternoon Drive George, by the way, according to Twitter.
No, they don't.
Boy,
yeah,
they do, too.
You're so over the top on
God,
this program.
Katy Perry's
say
here.
Anything.
Somewhere in the building.
She's
on with the NFL Network.
Yeah, she's on with Dion and other people.
At what level? What level are your boobies?
Fornicating.
They're
was
over
my
there
drug.
Somewhere. All right. Ethan's coming up.
All right, Tom Petty, he speaks on dying.
Tomorrow.